Let's do it.
Internet gold. Here I come, Australia. Down under. Okay, stop. Time to get serious. I've been here for like 2 hours. I've been shit. All right. All right. Welcome to episode 11 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I got the rest of the Nerdcast crew with me today in the studio / command center / my parents' basement. We've got Joe Dust.
I just pooped.
Yes. Okay. We have Cripple J. We'll explain Cripple later.
Hello.
Oh, Cripple J.
Cripple J.
We have Big Matt.
Hello.
And Sound Guy Steve.
Howdy.
Cue the music, Jay.
You forgot somebody.
I'm going to introduce you later.
Oh, well, fuck you then.
She doesn't even want to talk. It's cool. All right.
Well, never mind then.
Perfect woman.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to regret coming here. All right. Okay. As always, at this point of the show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. So I will turn to our official beer snob, Jay, to let us know who we are drinking today.
Well, it was originally supposed to be Kirkwood Station, but somebody left it in the fridge.
I'm sorry, God damn it. I feel bad.
So we have the Goose Island 312 American Pale Wheat, 4.2 ABV. Ooh. Good stuff.
That's on beer?
That ABV.
Look at who you're talking to.
That makes it move.
Is that alcohol per volume or something?
Yes.
Okay, look at that. I can read acronyms and shit. Let me drink one real quick.
I think we also...
Is that all you got, beer snob?
That's all I got because I had to do this on the fly since someone forgot the beer.
You had your notes written for Kirkwood Station.
I did, yes.
We also...
Fucking asshole. He had notes written down.
I know.
I apologize.
Oh, I do have the Beer Advocates rated it a 78, an okay.
Is that like Rotten Tomatoes for beer?
Kind of,
yeah. I think so. Matt, we also have a food sponsor.
Yeah, who's our unofficial food sponsor, Joe?
So our food sponsor today is Bamba Jewish Peanut Snacks. And these were... These are personally blessed by Rabbi Halon, who I'm assuming in Israel.
He's in
Israel. And their tagline that I just made up is Bamba. Oi, you want me to pay for that?
I got it on Amazon Prime, dude.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
Apparently Matt is Jewish and on a diet. And this is what he can put inside his temple right now.
Inside my temple deep, son.
Anytime we can get anti-Semitic, I think we should do that.
They're shaped like fingers, too, which help. So you can just easily insert them.
Steve the snort. That's what it's called.
Well, all right. From
Jesus has no place here, sir. You keep that. This is the Jew part of the show. You shut your mouth.
Yeah, he's not the son of God.
Oh Stone Guy Steve.
God.
We'll do that on a whole separate podcast.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's the Easter Bunny. Oh, he doesn't exist either. Oh,
fuck
sorry.
Santa Claus.
Sorry. Okay, enough of that religious shit. Let's get on to some cool shit. In episode 10, we touched on, as we were ending that episode, we're touching on true geek fashion, Star Wars, Jedis. Why are they not, classified as superheroes? So we're going to go ahead and just dive deep into that.
Well, I don't think that's exactly how it ended. It ended with Jay trying to say that Jesus Christ is not a superhero.
Oh, yeah.
Unless he's riding a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah. Because velociraptors were still around 6,000 years ago. Just saying.
Can we get like a Jesus Christ origin story?
I think Mark Millar did a comic on that.
He did?
He did, too.
Oh.
Oh, well, look at that.
Wasn't really an origin story? Yeah. It was the next... Wasn't he supposed to be the next son of Christ? Basically,
I think so. It was a sequel.
The sequel to Christ by Mark Millar.
God's first son was a heroin addict.
It's a good book. You can read it. It's good stuff. But yeah, no, we left off with basically Jay was taking, I guess, the standpoint of Jedi are not superheroes, and I'll take the standpoint of yes, they are in fact superheroes.
And the main thing was they don't have secret identities.
The main thing was your whole point of doing this because you didn't. You wanted to prove your wife wrong.
I know.
That's the only reason. Why
no, he said I was trying to shut my wife up. Is what he said.
Again, the perfect one.
Hey, I haven't heard Lori say anything yet. No. She's becoming more attractive by the minute.
Sorry, guys. I should have mentioned we did not. My brother's girlfriend, her name is Lori. She's here with us today. I didn't include her in the intro.
That's our second episode with girls, dude. That's awesome.
I know. It's great. For whatever reason, she's dating Steve. And we'll ask her about that in episode 12.
This is the part where you say, hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
There you go.
There we are.
Good job.
See, we do hang out with girls.
You have to pay to get into this party.
The password is Fidelio.
Or Fellatio.
All right, Jay, why are they not superheroes, dude?
All right, no secret identities. They don't have masks or costumes.
False. Because
those are religious garbs.
He was a Sith, but the Sith is the counterpart of a Jedi, and Vader had a mask.
Mm.
Go. We'll still go on.
No rogue gallery or arch nemesis.
He's the greatest arch nemesis of all time. He's Vader. Name a better villain than Vader.
I don't know.
Vader,
I don't know.
Man. All right. And Boba Fett had a mask. But he's not a superhero, but he's a villain.
He's a mercenary.
Kind of a mercenary. Deadpool. He's the Deadpool of the Jedi universe.
I would go with that, yeah.
There we go. All
right. So those were the main things.
Those are your main things.
Yeah.
Right. I'll argue that they are superheroes, just due to the fact that they fight for justice, which is the biggest thing. They're fighting the anarchy of the Republic, right?
Yes.
So they fight for justice. They fight for the underdog, which is a huge thing for superheroes. They have the ability to overcome great odds. And I guess we touched on it a little bit. Is the Force really, is that a superpower or is that a manipulation of, what'd you say, a religious? Or
they're just able to manipulate the Force is what I think
the midichlorians.
The midichlorians.
Oh, Jesus.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was, a comparison of the Christ story.
I'm just saying, thank God George Lucas is not doing anything with 7, 8, or 9, except watching that shit like us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I say based on the fact that you've hit on, okay, not all superheroes have a secret identity. Tony Stark did not have a secret identity. Steve Rogers, no secret identity.
That's been on and off, though, because Steve Rogers wasn't always public to everybody. Okay. Neither was Tony Stark.
Okay, but eventually they got to that point. We could say that the beginning of Skywalker's career as a superhero, no one knew about him, but by the time you hit Jedi, Return of the Jedi, he's a superhero, right? We're going to have to say that. He's going to come back as, and then plus with a lot of superheroes, okay, say Daredevil, for instance. Mm-hmm. He had a mentor. He had Stick. You go with Skywalker. Who do you have? Obi-Wan. He's got a mentor. You got the whole story, man. You got a kid that doesn't have any direction. You can call him the Spidey of the Star Wars universe. You got Skywalker that doesn't know what he is. And eventually he takes on the great responsibility of the Skywalker name. He has the ability to manipulate the Force. Goes through training and all that stuff. Boom. Greatest. In that universe, I would have to argue that Skywalker, though, he kind of a pussy, to be honest with you. Whiny.
Yeah.
Whiny guy.
Yeah.
Because we all know Solo was the badass, but they're superheroes.
He got that
and
from his father, though.
He was a
though.
Jedi, and Han was not a Jedi.
Right.
And the argument is Han Solo a superhero? He's kind of a sidekick, but not.
He's a side hoe, side piece.
More along the mercenary line too.
Mercenary as well. He's like he could be the Deadpool. There you go. Just doesn't wear masks.
Nah, Boba Fett's better.
So that's my argument. Yes, Jedi are in fact superheroes.
I would just personally, I would rather be a Sith Lord. I have nothing against Jedis. They're just kind of like monks.
And okay,
and just
there you
pussies.
Go. Good call about the Sith Lord. Talk about a better villain than Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Even though they wrote that awfully, that was horrible that he got cut in half. But
biggest travesty of the movie.
Huge travesty of the entire series.
When you think about it, maybe I'm just lame, but really,
you
not,
are,
just,
but
not just because it was Liam Neeson, but he was the, I don't know, one of the coolest Jedis ever, I think. He just seemed badass to me.
Well, he kind of manipulated everything the Jedi did anyway. He was always considered questionable.
He was on the outside of the...
You know where I got my Ewok shorts at?
Where'd you get your Ewok shorts?
The Darth Maul.
Uh-huh. Jesus.
I'll take over for Steve.
That's
Sound
literally the only thing I have to say in this whole podcast. Shit.
The Darth Maul. All right.
So there you go. I say they're superheroes. Jay says, no, they're not superheroes. Toner doesn't care, but he thinks that Siths are awesome. Steve, Superheroes or not superheroes? Go.
I actually have no opinion on it.
No, he doesn't
We're
care.
Talking, what are
no,
super-
I'm serious. It's
are
Sith,
Jedi,
right?
Are Jedi superheroes, yes or no?
Sith are bad guys. They wouldn't be superheroes.
The Sith are, yes. The Rogue's Gallery. Because you said Rogue's Gallery was another qualification.
Are Jedi... I always equate it to, like, if you put one up against Superman, who would win?
Superman kills everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Superman kills everybody.
But then again, yeah, I think...
But they would fight. They could, in fact... Well, not against a Jedi... But
Jedi'd have to have kryptonite.
You could do a crossover.
You'd have to have a DC crossover.
Crossover with Superman fighting with the Jedi against the Sith.
Yeah.
That would never happen, though, since Disney owns.
He'd be do the Jedi the ball guys. Grab, but you have to have kryptonite. And that's pretty much the only way you could take down Superman. Right?
Yes.
So, no, they're not
superheroes. Kryptonite lightsaber.
Oh, so he's going, no. What? That's your just. You're justifying it by saying this because he has kryptonite comes into the equation?
Yeah, it's my opinion. No, fuck you.
Fine.
What? You're wrong.
No, honestly, though.
When you get into a Star Wars debate, that's usually how it goes. What? You're wrong.
No, they have to be superheroes because they can't do what a normal human cannot do. They can manipulate something that we can't. We can do something with our hands. Like, you can take clay and make it into a pot. They can fucking look at the son of a bitch and be like, pot, Dylan.
Oh, that's true. John Edward can talk to our dead relatives, so I guess he's a superhero, too.
We're getting political now.
All right. Oh, yeah. The Long Island Medium.
Not political. John Edward's that stupid Medium.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Not
guy
John
in the corner.
Edwards.
Yeah. The guy in the corner has a huge cack. I can see
I'm looking for somebody who has a relative that starts with A or B or C.
The biggest douche in the universe, as South Park says.
Yes.
Tie it all in.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
what would Cartman as Ed Sheeran say about that?
Ding me into your open arms.
And a Jedi would
that
take
probably sounds
somebody
legit
into
on
his
this
open
mic.
Arms. As a superhero.
Hey, we have like legit mics now, too, we might want to point out.
We do. And they have covers.
Well, yeah. As well. Jay forgot his. We need to get him a stand and then Brad a stand. And then everybody
mine is like this angled black giant mic that's just pointing into my mouth. I feel like I just woke up at Bill Cosby's residence.
Welcome.
Oh, you want to do the podcast?
Do you unwillingly want to do the podcast?
No means no.
That's right.
Oh, you guys are silly. That's all you know.
Fuck you, Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys see that? Gloria Allred with the four or five other women that supposedly got abused by him.
Again, Steve,
he's putting
quotes.
A lot of air quotes. So nobody
air quotes
can see.
Without a video.
No, but
I didn't see it either. No,
I'm going to go ahead and
the
say
biggest,
you ran a train.
The biggest
on
feminist
Hollywood.
Lawyer out there. Just there was five of them in. It was on CNN. Because at work watching this, and I'm like, you know, here comes the headline. Five more women and Gloria Allred, biggest feminist out there, who brings that, you know, I had sex with a guy 15 years ago and he put his finger in my butt and now I feel molested or some shit like that. That it's, she brings these people
I
out of the fucking
word
work. Well, there we go.
That's a slow Tuesday. Just one finger.
Yeah. Did I say one? Better make it two.
That whole fist better be bloody when you're up there.
Oh, she chimes in finally with a. Oh, that's so
she's
gross.
She's chiming in without her mic, though. She's like, that's so gross.
Jesus.
Toner,
Christ.
Get us back on topic.
Okay, so. All right, so we touched on.
It looked
Jedi.
Like I punched a brick building. All right, I'm done.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my Jedi, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, my Jesus.
Are Jedi's gods?
Have me one of those peanut butter Jewish Cheetos.
Pass it down to him.
I'm serious. I want one. Oh, no, okay. It was a good segue. For the
yeah, good
segue.
Sponsored by Bambi.
Bamba.
Or Bamba.
We ate some
Bambi was eaten earlier.
Yeah, that's right. We were eating deer venison earlier.
Thank you, Mr. Craig, for the deer jerky.
I'm sure PETA just unsubscribed to us.
Yeah. Love
we just
PETA.
Ate Bambi's love
still,
child
it was
earlier.
Still tender.
Oh, yeah. Deer jerky. Love it. All right. So, in true geek fashion, we are going to start.
I feel more Jewish already.
Okay. Oh,
where's my wallet?
You fucking asshole.
Oh, God.
It's next to his bag of gold.
Jeez.
As much as I love the anti-Semitism.
We had to make sure we don't have at least one Jewish listener.
Yeah. Let's.
It's okay because there's a Jewish host.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
All right. So
So, hey, Howard Stern's Jewish. Come on.
It's fine.
He's okay. Tony's idol.
I'll take it on for my peoples.
All right. Jeez. So, Matthew.
Sir. All right.
We are ranking the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
We are, right. Indeed.
Would you like to start, or do you want?
Well, it's a matter of clarifying where we're starting with this, because I went to the Wikipedia and printed out every single Marvel production since 1944. And I guess we're really only ranking when the phase one of the Marvel Universe started,
yeah,
the current rendition.
Correct. The cinematic universe.
But I would like to point out that there was a 1944 Captain America that I don't even know. I never even knew it was made. I don't know who was in it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Was it Dolph Lundgren?
We'll get to Dolph, sir. Don't skip ahead.
He was the Punisher. Ahead. Come on.
He-Man.
Stole my thunder, man.
He-Man. Oh, I wouldn't even. I didn't even know that.
No, he was seriously the Punisher.
Because in 1986, there was Howard the Duck. Jay, yes. What do you have to say about Howard the Duck? Because I remember watching this at your house many, many moons ago when we were children.
I tried to block it out.
It was awful. Because yeah, the only thing I remember, because Leah Thompson was in it, right? Yes. She was the redhead. She was a cute redhead back in the day. And that was Marty McFly's mom / love interest, we'll say.
/ chick who touched his dick in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like produced in Arkansas.
What would Doc Brown have to say about that, Joe?
Run for it, Marty!
And then after that, yes, Joe, there was a Dolph Lundgren movie, and it was, yes, Jay, The Punisher, and that's another movie that I used to watch over and over at the Tierney household when we were kids, because I think what we tried to do was we, at one point, tried to make a game of it, and we tried to count how many deaths there were in a Dolph Lundgren Punisher movie, and I don't think we ever got through it where we actually got a final count, and then as we got older, I tried to at one point, but we never got around to it, was introduce the Dolph Lundgren Punisher drinking game.
Oh,
when you have to take a shot every time you kill somebody.
I was about to say, you should do that.
Oh, you would die.
You would, yeah, you would have to die in that.
It's ridiculous. And I'm sure Joe's favorite part of the movie would be the sewer scenes.
Probably.
Why? What? Jay, tell him what happens in the sewer scenes.
I'm drawing a blank on that.
You don't remember what happened in the sewer scenes? This is when he would get naked in the sewer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
and light the knife on fire.
He would light the knife on fire.
That explains why It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has the episode where they're talking about Dolph Lundgren's naked penis.
Oh, yeah. He'd go down in the sewer.
That was my fancy team name.
That's how he
would
heal himself.
Yeah, he would
battles.
Light the knife on fire and touch all his wounds with it to cauterize him.
My fantasy football team one year was Dolph Lundgren's naked penis. I guess that's where it came from.
That's exactly where it comes from. We've taught you something today.
LeVar Burton, the more you know. Or no, that's NBC.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton's rules.
He's back on Netflix, too.
Yeah, Reading Rainbow's coming back. I saw that.
What?
Yeah, Reading Rainbow's coming back, man. You didn't know that?
No. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Take a look. It's in a book. I can't sing.
Tony just,
man,
like,
he was just like Stevie Wonder.
He was really into that too.
Take
a look. It's in a book.
No, man, he gave his soul, and I liked it. Right. Good job. Way to be, goddamn perfectionist. Yeah.
The whitest white boy ever.
We'll clip that off.
Straight out of Wright City, homie. That's
right. Do these microphones pick up erections?
It moved a little. That's all I know.
I saw that quarter go up there for a minute.
All right, let's skip ahead.
You're going to skip over Captain America and Fantastic Four from the...
Yeah, dude, that Captain America... I remember you once trying to show that to me, and it was just so awful. I said, we're not watching that.
It was bad.
I didn't want to watch it. And Fantastic Four never actually came out. It was produced, right? And they actually have a movie, but it never actually hit theaters.
There's the bootleg copies on it, like Comic-Con
and
stuff.
It looks awful. It looks really, really bad. But I've never seen... Is it on like YouTube or anything like that?
I'm sure we could find clips on
that. I got to find it. I'll watch one of these days, and we'll do a mini episode of how bad it is.
Yeah,
we do a commentary track on it or something.
Yeah,
I'd love to watch it and be like,
rip on it.
Yeah. I'm bubbly today.
All right, and then Blade is when comic book movies came back into popularity.
Yes, that was the restart of them.
It was the restart, and then Blade was good. X-Men was better, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had a whole bunch of stuff between them there. You had the Daredevil debacle, which I like Daredevil, but just because of the character. And then we skipped to Punisher, the not Dolph Lundgren Punisher, which
the Thomas Jane.
Good.
It was a good movie, other than being set in Tampa.
Comic book movie thing moving along, because the thing was Hulk Ang Lee's Hulk came out before that,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and that movie was god awful.
That was an abortion.
Because then you had Nick Nolte after his nonsense, and then what was that? The Hulk dogs.
I remember. Yes, the Hulk dogs. Oh,
my awesome. God.
But then
should it look like Fox produced that fucking movie?
Yeah, it was awful.
This is going to be a great idea.
Well, sorry, because then here's the issue. The reason why we're going through this because then you get to X-Men Last Stand, which we've had on before, which Steve's a big fan of that one. Oh, big God. Fan of the director, too. And then you get Spider-Man 3, which I think killed it. You had Spider-Man 3 kill it, and people are like, fuck comic book movies because they suck like this. Because then Spider-Man 3 and Fantastic Four, Rise of Silver Surfer, came out at the same time.
Right.
They were coming out at the same time, like, all right, we're done. These all suck. Then you have the resurgence. This is where we're getting to. Sorry for the long diatribe history of all those previous movies. Marvel Cinematic Universe, Phase 1.
Where they started their own production company and took over their own characters.
Yes. And so what we've done today is we've gone through and me, Jay, and Toner have ranked our top MCU. I guess you could say Phase 1 and 2.
Phase 1 and 2.
Yep.
12 movies.
12 movies, ranked them 1 through 12, saying which one would you rank that high and why did you rank it that high and all that good stuff. So I want to go over to Toner. I want to go, let's go bottom to top, because that's the way Joe likes to do things.
That was in reference to anal sex.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Guys, stop. My grandma's listening to this.
Usually we're worried about your mom. Your grandma's listening now?
She's like, I didn't know you took it in there.
All right, so we're going from 12 to 1.
I want to
go
12 to 1, because, yeah, leave the best for the, you
threw
know,
me a curveball.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, for me,
that means you start at the bottom of your list instead of the top.
Right. Oh. This is like the opposite of taking a shot off a stripper's back, Tony.
Okay.
Or a shot of water filled with lemon.
Yeah, okay.
Sound guy, don't chime in anymore.
Joe, go fuck yourself.
Is that our second fuck yourself today?
I think so.
No, the first one was kiss my ass about my car.
We're gonna break up like the 311 cover band we saw.
We mentioned them in every podcast.
We'll have to tell the story one day. People are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It'd be awesome if they got back together, though, because I didn't get to see it.
I'd go see
it.
They'll get back together, and then we'll sponsor them. They'll have a song.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Tony, what you got? 12?
All right, at number 12, the bottom, I have Iron Man 2. Because Iron Man 2 was just Iron Man 1, like one version, I don't know, 2.0 kind of. But it wasn't as good as Iron Man 1.
I still don't understand. I don't remember. Why did they cast Mickey Rourke in that movie at all?
Because he just came off the wrestler.
Yeah, he just came off the wrestler.
Okay. Because he sucks. He was awful. He was awful as Whiplash. Didn't make sense why to cast him.
And what sucked, okay, he's in that suit at like the very end of the movie.
Yeah.
And because it's Hollywood and you got a big name actor, it's like he has to show his face constantly. I'm like, if I'm in a big ass iron suit or metal suit, whatever, if I'm fighting, I'm going to leave that on. Like, I'm going to show my face because I'm Mickey Rourke and I just got a big deal.
Because he's a big name actor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, what the wrestler was, I saw the movie.
Wrestler was good.
It was good.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, I'm giving him props. But
he hasn't
done
anything since what? 9.5 weeks was his last movie before that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, he did Sin City.
Oh, he did Sin City.
Yeah, he was good
That's
in
right.
Sin City. I like that. Yeah, I liked him in that.
It's just the roles he picks, and that was not a good role for him.
Right.
Well, so he was in one other movie, though. He was in...
I had Thor the Dark World.
I had Thor Dark World as 12, too, because Thor is a character, first of all, not my favorite character.
Agreed.
And the movie's just bad.
Explain
to me Natalie Portman's thing. With the, was it like a blood god or something like
I
that?
I really don't... I don't even remember the movie, truthfully.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Which one?
The
Thor
second
Dark
Thor.
World.
Yeah, it was about the Thanos and the
the ether.
Is yeah, what, it was that the was, ether, but
that's like an Infinity Stone, I guess, or something. Or is it like an Infinity Stone?
I think it was an Infinity Stone.
Right.
Again, that's how bad it was. It was so not memorable. And the thing with the Marvel movies is typically they are very memorable. And this one was like it had no place. It just wasn't good. So then, Tony, what do you got at 11?
11, I have the first Thor.
First Thor, okay.
Cool. I mean, I'll get into it, but I thought Thor the Dark World was better than the first Thor, personally. But
see, I like the origin story. I like the origin story of him better than what they did in the
So,
are we going around the table, or do you want me to do all my?
We'll just go around the table.
Okay, that makes sense. All right,
Jay, what'd you got? 11.
I have Iron Man 2. Okay. Like, agreed, it was not a very good movie.
That's what I have. Well, and you can interchange mine. I'll skip ahead just a little bit. I got Iron Man 2 and 3 at 10 and 11. Either could go either way. They're just low on the list.
Yeah, I got Iron Man 3.
I think
at 10
the problem
also.
With those is the fact that although I like the Iron Man character. I like Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. His rogues gallery is very weak, in my opinion. So when you make a solo movie for him, he doesn't have anyone to play against.
Well, and they didn't do the Mandarin justice.
Making him
into that actor. Because
you could argue that the Mandarin could have been the Ra's al Ghul of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
Marvel Universe as a whole. So I just had a problem with 2 and 3 Iron Man, just not as high quality as the first one. So then I guess that puts Toner, you're up at 10.
Yeah, I got Captain America, the first Avenger at 10 for me. There's nothing wrong with it. I thought it was a good origin story for the telling of Steve Rogers and Captain America. It's good. I like the Red Skull also. And what was it? Is it Hugo Weaving? That's the guy who played the Red Skull and Agent Smith in The Matrix. Mm-hmm. That dude, I don't understand. He acted in The Matrix, which is, you know, a great movie. He's also been in The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings. So he takes on him being the Red Skull. I thought was awesome. Mm-hmm. But he's come out against, I think he's just Marvel. I mean, I get why he disses Transformers. He hasn't even watched any of those movies he did the voice acting for. But I don't get why he was pissed off at or didn't like, you pick this gig and then you.
It's a paycheck.
Yeah, and he came out. Yeah, I guess he just, I don't know. He's like, all right, they're going to pay me enough money to do it.
I think some of it had to do with the makeup and prosthetics he had to wear, too.
Well, just, okay, yeah, which, all right, that's going to suck.
That's not bad, dude.
No.
I mean, you see, like,
just his head.
Look at Ron Perlman as Hellboy. What he has to go through to put all that shit on? I mean,
but yeah,
you put on a mask.
It's not like it's a surprise. Like, hey, you're going to play the Red Skull.
Your skull's going to be red.
Yeah, it's just a cool name. Like, oh, you mean I got to sit in the makeup chair?
He's like, oh.
All right, so what do you got at 10, Jay?
Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
Which we already cut over.
Yeah, we already went over.
Oh, you skipped ahead. I'm so sorry. I thought we were going to cut out shorter. Fuckers.
Well, because I like I said, in my mind, I can interchange 2 and 3. But then at 9, I had Ed Norton's Incredible Hulk.
No, I had the same thing.
Yeah.
Nothing against the movie. It's just everything else seems stronger than that.
Yeah. Which I would have. Ruffalo, really good as Hulk. I kind of like continuity, though. I really wish that he would have swallowed his pride or whatever the hell went on with him and Marvel and not agreeing to have him come back. That kind of sucked. And that's kind of what it just doesn't fit in because he didn't stay on.
See, he didn't come off nerdy enough to me as Bruce Banner.
Yeah,
I think
Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo pulls that off better.
Yeah. I don't
it's hard
have
to fail
problem.
A movie with Ed Norton in it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At number 9, I have I got Thor the Dark World, which.
What did you like about it? Because I found nothing appeasing about it at all.
I know. Well, one, I liked more that it wasn't centered on like Earth. It's kind of like some of these movies. Like, shit. Like, not to get totally like off topic, like Transformers. I understand Transformers had like, you know, come to Earth, but it's all about Earth and like your, you know, human characters and, you know, shit like that. I love that they were pretty much off planet almost the entire time, you know, taking place in Asgard or the other planets in the Nine Realms and stuff. Shit, I don't know. It just him fighting the Dark Elves. And the one dude who, I don't know what the hell he was. That one guy who was just kicking his ass in on the Dark World, the big old...
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Oh, shit.
That's how not memorable the movie
did that
is.
Go straight to Blu-ray?
It could have. I mean, it's just, it wasn't good.
I think it was out for a week or two.
I'm hoping that Ragnarok is a good rebound for the series. The first
it seems
Thor,
like that character's hard to bring to the screen, I think. Thor, like Thor, it just... Not that you can't do it, it's... I don't know, kind of Superman-ish in a way where...
He's infallible.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, and just trying to bring that character to the screen, there's difficulties there.
Speaking of Asgard, Lori, you might want to look into one of those if you're dating
you're
Steve.
So
oh,
Jesus.
You're so gross. That was her takeaway from that.
Ew!
All right, Jay, you got 8 then.
Number 8, I got the first Thor.
I got his first Thor is 8, number 2. I liked it, actually. I don't mind that movie at all. I'm not a huge Thor fan as far as the character goes, but the origin story as far as kind of Shakespearean in a way.
Yeah.
Because they had Kenneth Branagh as the director. He pulled it off. Good story, good origin. Loki stole the movie. It was really Loki's movie.
It really was.
So, but then again, Loki kind of stole Avengers, too. But look at that. You know, I guess you could say, hey, Vader stole Star Wars because it's really supposed to be Luke's movie, but Vader stole it.
Yeah.
Vader's just so fucking cool. He's just
that's
badass.
Sometimes villains are just better. Sometimes I prefer.
I mean, a hero is only as good as the villain when you think about it. It's in order for heroes even to really matter. It's like you gotta have a villain to go up against.
I mean, freaking Dark Knight for all Joker freaking overshadowed Batman.
Exactly. Oh,
yep. Hey, I just contributed something.
And actually, Bane. I thought Bane overshadowed Batman and Dark Knight Rises.
Yep.
Yeah, this is movie.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, you have a Bane impression. Let's do
no,
it.
Actually,
let's
hear it. No.
Yeah, Tony's no, is don't better. Be shy. Oh,
no, God, no. Mine sucks.
Oh, let's do a let's do a Bane off. We got a Bane off. Go, Toner, you're first. Go. Come on, pressure's on.
I don't even know. Yeah,
I forgot the line Tony always says to me.
Then you may die or something like that.
Then you have my permission to die.
Now, Steve, hold on. Go, Toner, go.
Theatricality. Deception, powerful agents. The uninitiated.
Theatricality, deception, powerful agents.
You're Sean Connery.
He's a Bond villain. It makes sense now.
All right. Okay. Well, that's not Bane at all. It's just that's a stuffed up nose. Sean Connery
that's
not is all
Bane,
that.
That's an old guy with a big dick.
Jesus.
That was great.
Well, all right, number eight,
well
real
done,
quick. I have a.
Why are this. You here?
Your mother's
number
a whore.
Eight on my list.
I have Iron Man 3 at number 8.
All right. What'd you got at 7? Go
to 7. I got Ant-Man. I just saw Ant-Man on Friday.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I got 7 as Ant-Man as well. What do you got for 7?
Age of Ultron.
Ooh.
I'm with
you. All
right. It was funny. Real quick, sort
Ant-Man
of off topic.
Good, yeah. I liked Ant-Man. That's why I got it pretty high on the list.
What I liked it, yeah, it was. A lot of comedy in the movie, which I don't know much about Ant-Man.
There's
in
not
the
much
comics.
To know. I mean, he shrinks. That's pretty much
but
it.
The movie didn't take itself.
Ants.
Yeah.
It didn't take itself too seriously, which helps movies like that, the good comedy and stuff. Is it Michael Pena?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he stole that movie.
That was he was pretty funny.
Yep.
What was funny? It was Friday night. It was the 9:45 show. Just was like, hey, let's go see Ant-Man. And after a long week, man, I am not a laborer. I work in the mortgage industry, as we all know. 40 hours a week doing a job that I absolutely love. No, I don't. I fucking hate it.
Oh, man, my nipples are harder.
Yeah. So after 40 hours, which feels like 80 hours, I didn't want to do shit. So she's like, hey, are you busy? I'm like, no. And so she comes home. She's, hey, you got a drink? I'm like, no. I'm thinking, all right, she's going to bring me a beer. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, well, come here real quick. All right. So she whips out a pill bottle. She's like, fuck yeah. It's that kind of party. And she's
wait,
like,
wait, what kind of pill?
Yeah, I know.
Shit tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
All
right. So I'm like, what is this? And she's like, it's one of my fat burning pills. It'll give you like some focused energy so we can go see the 9:45 Ant-Man, which not that I didn't want to go see Ant-Man.
She knows you have a heart condition.
Yeah, I'm like,
right?
I'm like. So it was kind of,
your wife's trying to kill you, man.
Right. Two Viagra, Tony.
It was a reverse Bill Cosby because it was meant to keep me awake and not, you know, knock me out.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, geez. It's not that I didn't want to go see. Now that I don't like Ant-Man, I'm like, fuck, dude. I don't want to go see the movies tonight. But it worked enough.
Pleasantly
where I
surprised.
Yeah,
you
wanted to make sure his pudding pop was working. Oh. By that, obviously, I mean his penis.
Yes.
So, yes, we went and saw it, and I'm glad she drugged me to make me go. So, it was good.
It was really good.
Good
what, job, the whole movie was good, but what I thought was crazy, and they're only going to get better with these effects. They make Michael Douglas look like almost 30 years younger, mm-hmm. but it did not look CGI, did not look cartoonish. It looked legit.
The microverse.
Like,
when he went small, it did not look all that weird, so...
So it would have been less creepy had he had been dating Catherine Zeta-Jones at that time.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. But no, the effects all around, all those movies are done by, I think it's Industrial Light and Magic, where they go to that studio for all that, the visual effects, and
it's legit.
It was good. I liked it.
Agreed. You had Ultron, you said, right?
Yeah, I have Age of Ultron.
Okay. Anything you want to add about Age of Ultron? I thought it's a part of Avengers.
Right.
I got it lower on the list. You would think that with that being there, hey, let's all... heroes come together second time around, you think it would be higher on this total list from phase 1 and 2, but I got Age of Ultron at 6. I had 7 as it, like Tony had it, Ant-Man at 7. Age of Ultron, I had 6, so you could pretty much flip those around too. It wouldn't matter, but
it was a good movie. It just it didn't feel like the first Avengers, which I didn't expect it to.
I don't know really, I couldn't pinpoint what to say, what makes it so different from the first Avengers. I guess maybe it's because of the newness of saying, oh, cool, this is awesome.
Yeah,
right.
All these different movies, they finally all came together. We've been waiting so long as far as, you know, the end credit scenes.
Yeah.
Saying we're going to tease this, finally all get together. And then in this movie, they go hang out at a farm for a good 30 minutes. And I'm like, it was cool seeing Cap and Iron Man kind of give you a glimpse of what we're going to see in Civil War because they don't get along.
Yeah.
I guess they never really have in any of the movies. Like, or in
they
the
never
first Avengers
perfectly eye to eye.
Exactly. And you're getting a glimpse of that. That's pretty much the only thing I could take away from this.
I did like that in the post-credit scene on Ant-Man. See that the very end one?
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. Yeah. You can tell that they were already in the middle of, you know, what was going to be going on in Captain America 3.
Yep. So then, what we got? We're on six. Six, yeah. What do you got?
Captain America, First Avenger.
Okay.
Solid movie.
Which I got that at five. So, and I like a good origin story. I think it's good. I'm a fan of the fact that they went to, you know, World War movies. I like them, and this one was great. And they casted Chris Evans just right. I was kind of like, Chris Evans. I mean, he was Johnny Storm. Now
and Captain I thought
America.
He did a good Johnny Storm. I thought he fit that pretty well. Oh, yeah. I didn't know if he'd be able to take this serious enough, but he did a really good job in it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Tony, what did you have for five?
At six, I got The Incredible Hulk.
Well, you had six.
I kind of,
okay.
I almost interchanged that between that and I got because I have Avengers: Age of Ultron at five.
Okay, yeah.
I was back and forth. Just the Hulk's good. I don't think The Incredible Hulk gets enough love personally. I thought it's solid. Edward Norton.
Well, he's one of your favorite characters.
Yeah, Hulk is in my top five comic book characters, you know, of all time. I don't dislike Edward Norton, but as we were talking about earlier, before we started recording, I like Mark Ruffalo better. I think he's a better fit for that character and stuff. But
I'm as cool as
Tony. Do you like the Hulk because his pants rip when he gets larger?
It reminds me of me. My pants get tighter in the crotch region too when I get pissed off.
Oh, well,
like now.
Wish I could say the same. I've got that disease, smallpox. The Native Americans gave it to me on blankets. Or no, the Europeans. I said that backwards. Yeah. Fuck history.
Fuck you, history.
Keep going.
Fuck off history.
Are we at number five now?
Yeah, number five.
Five and four. We've been kind of jumping around.
I got Ant-Man at five.
What do you got four? Ooh. Do your five and four.
Four, I got Iron Man, the original.
Something's wrong with you, man. Fuck you. You're wrong.
It's a great movie, but...
I know who you got high on your list because I know you got a soft spot for something else, but we'll get there. Because my four is Guardians of the Galaxy, and this is where you go, I'm wrong, but it's okay. I love Guardians. I thought it was a big risk on Marvel's part, but it was awesome. There is not one part about that movie I complain about. There's no slow parts, and ended hilarious. The humor was incredible in it. And Chris Pratt kind of shows you why he's awesome. And he's so cute, right?
Well, Rocket Raccoon stole them. I think she stole the movie.
Yeah. Is he really?
No.
That was like rumors.
He's cheating on his wife.
No.
He's probably not. Sorry, Chris.
If you're listening, Chris.
I hope he's on Ashley Madison on that whole hack. That'd be sweet.
Oh.
Sorry. All right. I got Avengers Age of Ultron at five. I think I mentioned that already.
Okay, what you got at four as well?
I have Iron Man 1 at four also.
You two had Iron Man? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
All right. I mentioned before. Well, I mean, not now, but without the success of Iron Man 1 for this phase one, you know, the MCU doesn't happen or it's not as strong as it is right now. So Robert Downey Jr. is perfect casting as a Tony Stark Iron Man. And thank God it wasn't, the Fantastic Four or, Superman Returns or anything like that. Otherwise, Marvel's screwed. So I almost made Iron Man 1 like a de facto number one because of that fact. If that movie's not a success, you have no cinematic universe. But it was tough. It's number four for a reason.
And these are almost all interchangeable at this point.
Yeah.
So what do you have for Jay?
I had Iron Man.
Iron Man. Okay.
Yeah. Except for Howard the Duck that Tony has at number one.
Howard the Duck. Because number three, I've got Captain America, Winter Soldier.
See, I've got Avengers.
Okay. And reason why, again, Captain America, Winter Soldier very high is what we hit on before. It's a good movie regardless if it's a Marvel movie. It's a Bourne Identity spy awesome just action adventure movie, and everything about it's great. The comic it's based off of was really, really good. Brubaker did a great job writing it.
Don't forget the wife.
So yeah. That doesn't distract at all.
Jesus.
I have nothing else to add after that.
I have Avengers at three.
Okay.
Which, that movie was great. That one is an event film. Yeah. I think we talked about that maybe back in episode six, why Avengers Age of Ultron I did like. But I guess there was no real kind of newness there. I mean, this was bringing all those characters on screen at the same time, teaming up to do their thing. So that's why it's one of the, within the top five movies of all time, just you know, here domestically and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was good. Good action. Good all around.
Good build up to it.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So, number two.
All right. Number two on my list is Avengers. I mean, it's just one of my more favorite ones. Loki stole the movie again. Mm-hmm. Hiddleston just plays a great Loki.
Love that dude. He's good.
He's great as it. And it like I said, it was the build up of all those characters coming together, and they didn't disappoint. It could have sucked. It could have been a big, hey, it didn't work with getting all these big names on one screen. But every actor got their moment of focus that showed this is why this movie works. And I say it's Loki's movie because he kind of outshined everybody, but we all know that the true star of that movie was Hulk. I mean, without the Hulk scenes, that movie isn't as good, and it was just awesome. Seeing him just smash up New York, it was great. I loved it. Nothing bad about it. It's high on my list just because it was the culmination of all that work. You're talking about from 2008 until 2014 to say, I'm sorry, well, what all was, of that. Yeah. I mean, well, Avengers came out in 2012.
Sorry. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're talking about all that time put in, all that effort of saying we're going to write all this
here and there,
sprinkling here and there, and here's your culmination of it, and success. And nothing was wrong with that movie. It's a big summer blockbuster. You don't think too much about it. You sit there, watch. Everything was good. Didn't disappoint. No downbeats. Like in Ultron, like I said earlier, the farm scene. Again, it felt like you're in the farm for 30 minutes. And I know you're trying to, I guess, give him a setup for Civil War. But it served no purpose to the story. It had no point.
The only thing that did was build up the backstory for Hawkeye, and which he didn't have until that point.
And he didn't need it.
Yeah.
Hawkeye's not that integral of a part of the team. He's
and
really
it was
not.
Setting up that red herring. Everyone that's read the Ultimates are like, oh no, something bad's going to happen to his family.
Yeah.
So. Well, one thing I had heard, we all know that Joss Whedon was and Marvel were kind of like button heads at some point. I guess during the final edit of the movie. Apparently, when Thor goes to the cave with Dr. Selvig to do whatever...
That was weird, too.
Yeah. I guess there was more. There was supposed to be more to that.
And well, that was a setup for Ragnarok.
Yeah. Well, the studio was like, hey, we need more of Thor in the cave, but they wanted to cut a lot of the... what was going on at the farm there, or Hawkeye's, whatever the hell that was. So Whedon wouldn't budge. Like, all right, well, look, we're keeping this. Mm-hmm. So you let me know what else we've got to cut out. And that's where I... Because that was one of my biggest questions after Age of Ultron. I'm like, okay, he just goes to this cave. He jumps in the water to get those visions. Then it was just, okay.
I think we all know that. Never, scene.
Never
that scene
mentioned
was for
again.
The ladies, I like to say. Yeah,
but there was obviously more to that scene.
Instagram account
for the ladies.
Sorry, go ahead. What do you have at number two, Jay?
Guardians of the Galaxy. I got a soft spot for sci-fi. Yeah. And I've been reading the comics since they relaunched it, too, and it's a great comic, so I was excited to see the movie.
All right, Toner? So
I have Guardians of the Galaxy also, which is crazy. But when this movie was first announced, I'm kind of like a raccoon in a talking tree. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this?
And found out Rocket's a badass.
Yeah, dude, Rocket was hilarious. I swear, a CGI raccoon stole the movie, dude. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that. But that whole movie, it's got your drama. It's got those really heartfelt moments, like the beginning. Jesus Christ. The kid's mom, I guess she died. She had cancer or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Hit you right in the nuts right when you first watched the movie. But the sci-fi space, just great story.
From Bruce Wayne's parents dying?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Bruce Wayne's parents. Why are we going to D.C. with this?
Right. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean,
That was deep. But when you got comedy, drama, action, and all that, which Guardians of the Galaxy has a little bit of everything.
I am Groot.
That's when you have a hit on your hands. And
plus
so
a Kevin Bacon reference.
Oh yeah, Kevin Bacon. Plus like Zoe Saldana, is that her name?
Yeah.
Green.
She's been green. She's been green, blue, or regular color. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Whatever shade she is.
My pants get a little tighter in the crotch region.
I'm ruining a lot of fucking Kleenex.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I think we're at our number ones.
Number ones. All right.
Lead us up. All right. Want me to go?
You go with number one.
All right. Number one. I have Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Okay. That movie, I know Jay's touched on in the past. It's just a good spy movie. It didn't have to be tied to any Marvel character whatsoever. But the way this movie was able to stand alone on its own, but still have it had the continuity from obviously the first Avenger and the events from the Avengers, whatever else. But the whole movie, the action, like the choreography, especially when Rogers is fighting the Winter Soldier in the street, that was badass. Him taking on that shield, when he escaped shield, they try to capture him in the elevator,
the Quinjet.
Yeah, taking out that just. And Johansson in that movie, she's badass too.
Anyone that had a question about Captain America: First Avenger, and it's Cap. Cap sucks. He's not that cool. They kind of showed you this is why Cap is the leader of the Avengers.
Oh, dude.
He's a fucking badass.
That scene on the shield, that ship that got hijacked, dude. Holy shit! Mm-hmm. What I loved, he was kicking the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Like the hits that he was delivering to people, like that dude had a broken sternum. He kicked some dude in the chest. I'm like, that dude may be dead. I don't know.
But they actually made Bartok the Leaper seem kind of cool.
See, I had no idea who the hell Batroc was. Mm-hmm. And then my stepson watches the Ultimate Spider-Man on like Disney or whatever, and they had the Batroc the Leaper on there.
They make fun of him.
Oh my god! I was like, holy shit! I saw what was on this cartoon compared to what they did in the movies. I'm like, okay, thank God he was nothing like this guy in the cartoon.
Yeah.
It was. I'm like, that's terrible. But yeah, that movie is just badass all around.
Same thing. Same reasons.
Same reason. Okay. My number one was Iron Man. Just because you don't have any of this without it. It's like I was saying earlier, it's about as a perfect comic book movie as you can get, minus the Nightcrawler scene from X-Men 2. If they could somehow fit a Nightcrawler type scene in that movie, perfection. There's nothing wrong with it. You had good villains. You had a great origin story. You have a very likable character in, Tony Stark. Number one. Very easy.
I know it's DC, but Batman Begins and Iron Man 1. I think those are two of the best origin stories you're gonna get.
So there you go. That is phase 1 and 2 broken down.
Why don't they just call him Bucky? I mean, is he not supposed to be known as Bucky, or is he just supposed to stay?
Well, the Bucky persona died when he fell off
the
train.
He has no clue that he's Bucky Barnes at that point.
But he knows at the end of the movie, though.
Well, he realizes it, but he sticks with the Winter Soldier name after that. That's how it works in the comics, too.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Marcus from Deadpan Fury, and you're listening to Nerdcast on Inside Joke, Outside Voice Podcast Network.
So phase 3 movie, which one are you looking forward to?
Phase 3?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Now, is Civil War still considered?
Yes. Civil War is the first one of phase 3.
Civil War will probably get it.
Here they are in order. Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, the untitled Spider-Man movie, Thor Ragnarok, Avengers Infinity War 1, Panther, Captain Marvel, Avengers Infinity War Part 2, and The Inhumans.
Oh, man. Did you hear who they wanted to cast for Captain Marvel?
Dude.
Ronda Rousey?
Ronda Rousey. That'd be kind of badass, but she's not an actress. So
yeah, she can't fucking act.
That's the problem.
She's hot and kicked the shit out of people.
She looks the role.
Yeah, so.
Except for men, she probably couldn't beat the shit out of a guy.
I'm not stepping in the room with her.
Does any woman in the room have something to say about that? No.
Nothing.
You're just gonna hear these random giggles from the corner, like where the hell is this coming from?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know, Jamie. I want to say Civil War because that's our first time we'll see Spidey in the Marvel universe, and I want to see if this kid sucks or not. Because I've been listening to a lot of stuff lately in regards to we've seen Peter Parker before. That character's been done. Now, mind you, not as young as they're going in this rendition of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of really hoping they would go the Miles Morales route. Let's get something brand new. Let's get something that hasn't been done before. Let's get the half black, half Latino. If you read the comic, he's such a likable character. You want to know more about this kid, and for them to just give you a hint of Miles in this movie, though he's not as mainstream, and that's the reason why Sony had it in their contract with Marvel. He has to be Peter Parker. But Marvel knows they could have gone so different with this and made it likable for... Just because we always argue, origin story after origin story, we've seen it all, done it all before. What's something new that we haven't seen before? You haven't seen Miles. And that's what I wish they would have gone that route. But I want this kid to prove me wrong. Show me why you're important. Show me why you're going to change things That's why Civil War is going to be number one. That's the one I'm going to look forward to the most.
And I think down the line we will see Miles in a movie, well, especially since he's coming into the main Marvel universe now in the comics.
Now, and I'm looking forward, because I was one of the people that was very against Miles, actually. I was in the troop of, you just killed off, because I'd read Ultimate Spider-Man from day one, and Peter Parker in the Ultimate Universe is such an intriguing read that when it happened, I'm like, fuck that. You know, I'm like, no. But then you go, you got to get a shot, give Miles a shot, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, yeah, I'm down with this. This is good. I like it. So I was kind of hoping to see Miles brought to life. That's all.
So,
Miles?
Yeah.
Miles Morales. He's a...
He's the new Spider-Man. Steve does not read comics.
Are they finally going to show Spider-Man being attracted to other Spider-Men?
Only when they introduce Miles.
And here's the thing, knowing Marvel, that's not out of the question.
Well, you know,
they have a big push for.
I don't know anything about Doctor Strange. I don't know much about, you know, these the Infinity War, all the different Infinity Stones. But you know, who knows? It's down the line, if they touch on parallel universes in some way, shape, or form, there could be a way where, especially in Spider-Man, after all this stuff gets established, where there's a crossover or some kind. I don't think it's out of the question, just not in the immediate future.
Yeah.
So, Jay, what do you have? What do you, what do you
I think Civil War is going to be a fun movie to see with all these characters.
Is that the one you're looking most forward to, though? I would have figured Guardians would be the one you're most looking forward to.
Guardians is up there. I'm looking forward to finding out who Star-Lord's father is, since it's not Jason of Spartax. But I'm also really looking forward to the Infinity War stuff.
Okay.
I love the Infinity War comic books, Infinity Gauntlet, all that stuff. I loved it when I was growing up. So I want to see how they're going
to
pull it off. About
you. My second one I'm looking most forward to, to be honest with you, is Black Panther. It's
because
you don't know, they haven't touched on it in any of the movies. I guess we got a little bit of Wakanda.
Yeah, in Age of Ultron.
In Age of Ultron.
And Claw.
But he's a badass character, to be honest with you. He's really cool. And I'm just curious how he'll translate from comic to movie. So just something different, that's all.
And we'll get our first glimpse of him in Civil War.
Yep. So there we go. MCU. We've talked enough about Marvel. Jay's Marvel fetish. Jesus Christ. Let's get back to DC, motherfucker.
Yeah, let's take our whole universe and wipe it down.
Shut up. It was cool for a little bit. I'm a DC guy. Jay's a Marvel guy, by the way.
So what are we talking about?
David Ayer and Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm really looking forward to Suicide Squad. This is what I'm looking forward to. Because they said, fuck it, we're going crazy is what we're going to do. And we're doing basically that. I consider this their phase two, to be honest with you. I'm going to give Nolan phase one. I'm going to consider this their phase two, what they're doing. And David Ayer is the writer, director of Suicide Squad. But I was wanting to touch on some stuff that he did before so that we know what to kind of expect from his style of writing in movies.
And I didn't realize how much he had done before.
I didn't realize either. This guy's legit.
We heard Fury, writer-director there, but he's written a lot of movies before that.
Yeah. Go with what you got for his first one?
U-571.
Anybody else besides me see U-571?
I saw that.
Remember it?
Saw that a long time ago.
Who's in that one?
That was a sub-movie.
A submarine movie.
Matthew McConaughey.
That was a course I took at SEMO.
I don't think I've seen that one, honestly.
Yeah, no, really good World War One movie.
Yes.
Because it was about the U-boats.
Okay.
And basically they had to steal cryptography from the Germans. The Germans, if I may.
All right.
Matt's biggest enemy.
Fucking biggest enemy. You got
That's
that
why
game,
he likes
right?
this movie.
I love that movie. Thank you.
God, that was my great grandma.
You fucking asshole. Sponsored by Bamba. Unofficial sponsor.
Bamba's blessed this podcast.
The next thing I got on the list, Jay, was Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Which you're anti-Fast and Furious.
I've never seen one of those
movies.
But
movies he's just written, right? He's the only director.
He wrote this.
Okay,
I am very pro Fast and Furious 1. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I like that
the
one.
First one. I kind of lost interest after the first one, to be honest with you.
Well, I haven't even seen 2. I've seen parts of 2. I don't care.
Tyrese was god awful.
3 was just fucking stupid.
Yeah. Well, that has nothing to do with it, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, right.
It has nothing to do with all that. But what's funny is, I think Fast and Furious 7 is supposed to be a prequel to Tokyo Drift.
They've all been prequels.
Is that what
they,
that
they,
really
they've
is?
All been prequels.
How does
I think,
it even fit in? How
I think,
does Tokyo Drift even fit in?
I think 7 is where you actually
it's got cars in it.
Yeah.
It got cars to go fast.
Well, the kid Lucas Black, who was the main character in part 3, from what I've read, he's actually in Fast and Furious or Furious 7. So I guess.
Oh, is he in that one?
Yeah, the events of Tokyo Drift, I think, are finally caught up.
Did you guys know I hung out with Lewis Black?
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Where?
Guy I lived at. I went to Mizzou for a semester. Okay. The guy I lived with was a film, whatever, mm-hmm. you know?
He liked movies, basically.
He, like, filmed DVD extras, like, footage for that. And Lucas Black was one of his friends. And he, like, hung out with us and we barbecued one night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does he actually have that accent?
At that time, he was pretty much the kid from Sling Blade.
Yeah.
And then, like, he didn't really.
Well, he did.
When I saw him in Tokyo Drift, I'm like, fuck, that's Lucas.
He had to have done Friday Night Lights at that point, I guess, right? Because that's the same kid I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he had been in that yet.
Not yet.
Okay. No.
Which I think he's really think good
so.
In that movie.
Yeah, he's good in that. But yeah, like in that Tokyo Drift, like, how are we gonna sort this out? He's like, a rice. And like everybody in the theater laughed because I saw the theater. I'm like, of course.
Yeah, his Texas accent is thick, dude.
And that's his real. No, he's from Louisiana.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Louisiana? I thought he was
Man, that's his real. That's just how he talks.
Really?
He's just a southern dude.
He can't lose that if he tried, probably.
Yeah.
So ingrained in him.
Yeah, he's a totally normal guy.
It seems like he
And now be. He's like gotten a few roles, but I haven't heard from him in a few years. So.
Got to tweet at him, man.
Yeah.
Remember that one time we hung out at a barbecue?
He'd be like, oh, yeah, man. Hold on. That's not Nerdcast.
No, he was in that, what the fuck was it?
He was in some, remember that TV show he was
no,
in?
No, not the, it's the, because
that was the one where he fell in a well or something,
it was,
right?
That's one of my favorite movies. I just can't fucking think of it. The Guardian Angel movie or whatever.
Here, why don't I pull up IMDb to see what he did?
You do that.
While you do that,
50
let's go.
Shades of Grey.
While you do that, next one I have on the list is Training Day. Training Day.
Oh, Training
Day
is awesome.
PCP.
Training Day is
one of my favorite
PCP,
movies.
Angel Dust.
Dude, that movie's so badass. Snoop Dogg with the fucking pin down the throat. Oh. We got her to laugh. I got her to laugh.
I almost
right.
just said something, man. I was going to say, Nah, I don't want to say that.
You're so stupid.
Save it for episode 12.
Oh, no.
If you want, no, I need to look that stuff up. So you don't have to use your phone and shit. I keep forgetting my job. All right,
we'll go on with the list here. Dark Blue, which I didn't see. What's a good, it's supposed to be a good cop movie, I guess. Kurt Russell's in it. SWAT is one of his. Anyone else besides me
yeah,
watch
SWAT? Yeah, I saw SWAT.
I have
it's on Netflix.
Colin Farrell's
I think
in
it is.
It.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson.
Samuel Jackson's in it, so I watched it.
It's been a while, but
it's one of my guilty pleasure movies where I actually like this movie.
It's nothing great, but
it's
entertaining.
It's a
yeah.
bad movie. It's one of those bad movies that I go, I like this bad movie. So I can't help it. Because Jeremy Renner's in it, too. That's
yeah.
like his first one. I think that's the first movie I ever saw with him in it.
I think it was, too.
Was that the first movie he's ever been in? I don't know. I don't know
Legion.
If that's the first movie.
That's it.
Legion, I remember that.
That
movie.
Was a
yeah.
fucking
it's got,
badass
it's
movie.
Paul Bettany in it, right?
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
No, is that the one where they're in a diner?
Yep.
And
oh, what's the girl's name? Shit. She's
you
an
thought
Agents of
and
Shield.
The thing was that
Adrian
Balecki or whatever.
Yeah,
Balecki.
Lady J.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
She
no,
was the she was
now.
The one
yeah,
of
she's
the black Luke. Hair
yes.
and
Lucas is 2 months
the Keanu Reeves movie.
John Wick. Yep.
John Wick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, dude, about 3 months younger.
That girl, black
from Alabama,
black
bad.
Hair, red hair, blonde.
She's from Alabama.
It doesn't matter.
Just stay red. I just got hard.
I know how to settle this.
Slapped.
A rice.
Spousal abuse. God damn it.
Well, you can't talk. That's why my wife's not here. I
didn't
can say all these
wanna,
girls
okay,
are hot.
What, my, what I was going to say is I don't want to do choking sounds because we're going to give Lori PTSD.
That is awesome.
Also, why does she not have a shirt on in here?
It's warm down here.
It's warm. It's
actually,
warm.
It's kind of cold now.
She can play a mean game of sausage pancakes, let me tell you.
Oh, shit.
You are not getting laid tonight.
Somebody's cut off.
Okay.
His dick. She's going to bob at him.
All right. What do we got?
Throw that in the field.
Jesus Christ. Harsh Times is one that I did not see, but it's got Bale in it, so it can't be too.
Yeah, he wrote and directed that one.
I don't know. Anyone see Harsh Times? I didn't
see
no.
it.
No.
I haven't seen it.
No.
End of Watch, I've heard, is really good.
Well, he directed Street Kings between those.
Oh, I didn't write that one. I saw a clip.
Street
That's got
Kings.
Chris Evans in it. I
yeah,
didn't know he was, in that one.
Was that Keanu Reeves?
Keanu
and
Reeves is in it. Yeah.
That was actually that was not bad. I like that. Yeah, I like that one.
I'll
that wasn't
check
too
that
bad.
One out. Because I'm in my mode of going back and watching stuff he's done just to see what's up with Suicide Squad. It had that same tone.
Yeah.
Because if it's any kind of tone like Training Day is, fuck yeah, it's gonna be a cool movie. Because then he did Sabotage, and we talked about it earlier. I don't know anything about Sabotage.
No.
Schwarzenegger was in that one, right?
No clue.
Yeah.
That's the one where we said he was like a marshal or something like that.
Yeah, it's a, he's a. It's a
I'm sure, someone, drug, has, yeah, I'm sure someone has to get to a chopper or something.
I don't know.
They have to throw down their weapons and run.
Yeah, something like that.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
God, fuck. Can we get like a new sound guy?
That's what I'm saying.
Try to set you up,
dude. He's the only one who knows how to work the board.
And then Fury was the last, or most recent last
I saw
one.
Fury.
Fury was really good. I liked
saw
it.
That with my dad. Because
you know what
my
they were doing
like,
in that movie too, Joe? Besides U-5-7, guess what they were doing in Fury?
Blowing big artillery up, going in circles.
Yeah, guess who? Who the fuck were they killing in Fury?
Jewish people?
Fuck you, Steve. That'd be the wrong answer.
No, that was okay. Germans. That was the bonus jerk-off scene.
The bonus
The Germans?
The Germans are the ones they're killing.
They're like, oh, I have a fire the tank.
So as you can see, I'm a big fan of movies where the Germans and the Nazis are fucking
but
killed.
But there's literally like one scene where these two tanks are just going in
oh,
a
I know.
Circle.
Yeah, they're going circle.
And me
yeah.
and my dad are just like clenching our buttholes the entire movie.
Remember there's an Atari game like that? There used to be an Atari game. I can't remember.
Oh, I think it's called Every Atari Game Ever Put Out. Hey, do you want to play baseball? Sure. There's two buttons.
There's an Atari game basically where you could do just that. Like
oh,
you
yeah.
get your thing on and your gun will just spin around. And
oh, yeah, it's like a Alien Invader type.
No, it's not at all.
Okay,
you're wrong. Shut your mouth.
Oh, God. I can't wait to shave your beard on the Saturday.
I don't roll on Saturdays, fucker. Shallous.
Oh, wait.
I know you'll be asleep.
What do we have here? Here it is. Steve's got it pulled up.
Oh, okay.
That's not it. The one on top. Yeah. The one, no, right. Go to my right.
We're looking
left.
At Google right now. Google Images.
One more. No, up. Right there. That there. One. What's the name of that one? That was the name of the game. I used to play that. My dad had that game. From
sounds
Atari.
Like a chick coaching a virgin. Have you heard this? Jesus.
Go up. Go up. Cry a little bit.
Right.
No, it's just
tell me
called,
it hurts.
All it's called is Tank.
Lori, how do you feel
it's
about that?
Tank. She doesn't said, have oh the mic God. Next to her mouth, so she doesn't know. It reminds her too much of a penis.
Oh, man.
So anyway, there's David Ayer. There's his work. It's going to be, I have faith that the movie's going to be good. The only other thing I wanted to add on that was, did we all hear the rumors about Jared Leto's Joker?
Yes.
As being Jason Todd.
That's the that. Rumor.
Dude, it's the rumor. Internet. I will, Jesus Christ.
It broke the internet.
Holy
internet's
shit.
Broken.
Well,
of
you
it.
See all the detail they're going into it. These people analyzed the suit.
The suit.
The
with
scar
the,
versus the scar, suit.
Yeah. Where he would get shot or something like that. Yeah. Which that's not the Jason Todd story. So
no.
What the fuck are they
it'd be one, I'll tell you what, it'd be one well, hell of a curveball.
He didn't get shot. He did not get shot. He got beat to death with a crowbar.
Yeah.
So.
But they were saying on the suit, though, you could see where bullet holes were in the suit that matched.
Yeah,
bullet wounds and tattoos yeah. on them.
Which that's here's the thing with that. Cool, Jason. If you want to put Jason,
that'd be a
Todd
hell of a spin
it.
On it. That'd be kind of cool, but that'd
yeah,
be,
I mean,
I don't know
if
I like.
If you're going to use the comics for an outline at all, you're going way off.
Yeah, you're jumping
not,
the gun on that one.
You're not. Yeah. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with Jason Todd. He doesn't turn into. Bad he be- guy. He's a vigilante. He's like a Punisher version of.
He became Red
he's
Hood.
He's the DCU version of Punisher. In
but
my opinion.
Yeah, but yeah,
yes, he's Red Hood. Thing, but. I just that's the only thing I'll throw in there.
Speaking of Red Hood, I wonder how my girls on Twitter are doing right now. Yeah, think about the guys though that are arguing about Jared Leto. And they're just they've probably been up for 2 days straight just arguing on internet message yeah, boards right yeah. now.
Reddit.
Yeah, or Reddit.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Reddit, the freaking bane of my existence. The bane of my existence.
Yeah. Connery. Bane impression. I like
why
it.
Are
it
you
is
here?
Sean Connery.
That's what I said. Fuck your God. What did I do? I'm trying to
I
think.
Didn't kill you, Batman. Jamal Wallace did.
You went with Finding Forrester?
Yeah, I did.
Nicely done.
It's a good movie.
It's a really good movie. Well I like played. That movie a lot. Anyway, I think that's what we have for David Ayer. That's we were just going to kind of touch on, you know, what's his previous work.
I'm trying to find that picture of
and all,
Heath
I'm
Ledger
about
and him together.
Run into a 30 Seconds from Mars
bite
Joker
the pillow going in dry.
Oh, no, awesome. We're not talking
so,
about that.
So, Joe, how would when Leto's Joker, how is he going to, what's going to be his tagline against Batman? Like,
Joe.
His Merry Christmas to Batman kind of thing.
Is Merry Christmas to Batman?
How would he say? What would it like? You know, hey, his fuck you, Merry. You know, hey, I'm about to beat the shit out of you. I'm the Joker, but I'm Jared Leto of 30 Seconds
he'd be
to
like,
Mars.
Come break me down.
I went a long ways trying to set you up for that.
I knew what you're getting at. I was trying to think of lyrics.
This is war!
There you go. This is war. If he breaks that out as the Joker, that would be amazing.
I saw 30 Seconds to Mars at the pageant years ago, and he's like, I'm going to shake every motherfucker's hand in this place and sign autographs. I'm like, let's go.
What was his name on the show, the MTV show? What was
My So-Called Life?
Yeah, what was his name on that?
Oh, shit.
It's probably the J. Was he Jared or something like that? I can't
remember. No clue.
We're bad at remembering stuff.
I can't remember shit. That's why we have Steve
I don't know.
Supposed to find the shit.
Jared Leto, My So-Called Life.
That's what I'm doing from now on.
That's why I call him Jared.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's... Oh, that's... No, that's Jack Nicholson.
Photoshop.
Oh, Jesus. Sound guy.
I don't remember his name.
That show really don't know why we're looking at horse dick.
What was the name of the show again?
My So-Called Life.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. The moment's gone, Steve. You're too
late. Fuck off.
My So-Called Life.
Another fucking...
Jared Leto, second one. See? Google. It knows what we're talking about.
What was his name?
His name.
It doesn't matter anymore. The moment's gone.
Anyone that's listening to this
actual Google search instead of an image.
You motherfuckers. I've known this for like 2 minutes. My So-Called Life. You might have been right. Didn't you say Jordan or something?
Oh, I was talking with a J, I thought. I can't remember, though. Jordan, look at you. Oh,
Jordan. I saw it when he was looking it up.
Nicely done.
Jordan Catalano.
Yeah. It was only 19 episodes. That show was only on for 19 episodes. Didn't that show feel like it was on for like at least 7 years?
No, I never watched it.
No, it was on forever. God,
I saw bits and pieces.
What are you trying to say, Joe?
Tony's got the DVD.
That was Claire Danes, though, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, Claire Danes, yep.
Before she had her period, I think.
That's your age range, bro.
That's probably past my age range.
And then Matt's
if
other
it
favorite
bleeds,
show.
It's not for me.
Hell yeah, Dolphins River Kid.
Oh, man.
But no, because I'm glad that he brought 30 Seconds to Mars as far as his impression of it, because that was something we were going to touch on was, well, they're not 90s music, but
which
music
how,
in general.
How much Greek Fire rips off of them?
Basically,
just joking,
yeah.
Greek Fire.
Actually, you know what? No, look at what it says here. Yeah,
that was
right
the
there.
Very first thing I said about Greek Fire.
1998.
They sound exactly like
it's
that.
His voice.
Is it? Yeah. What it
they've
so
been
they
around since 98.
You could say they're a 90s band. But that's what we were going to kind of talk about was wow. Cobain and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is that...
Here, you need to see this here. That's where we're at.
I think we can fade out on this one, guys. We gotta preface the next episode. Yeah. episode has a lot of explosions.
I know. Yeah, we're doing teases now.
Ooh.
So we're wrapping
well, no,
up
that's
episode
what we gotta
11.
Do, though.
So in episode 12 here, we're going to touch on, music from the bands from the 90s to see
yes.
if they can sustain themselves in the
present
best
day.
Of music today. Yeah.
And we also have a whole shitload of other stuff we can write down.
Randomness. Lots of randomness.
We'll have local news. And randomness.
And semicolon tattoos.
And semicolon tattoos. And why,
and we'll ask
and why nobody views most of your Snapchats.
It's a plethora of goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
We'll ask Lori to put her shirt back on.
My shirt is on.
Where am I going to hang my shirts, though?
We just
it
lost
took her an hour and 10 minutes to say something.
It's all right. She should have observed me like, wow, this is the worst fucking production I've ever seen.
This is internet gold, as Matt says. Internet
gold.
Right.
Gold.
That's right.
All
right.
Well, hey, that's episode 11 is in the books, I think, officially. We're going to record episode 12 immediately after. That's how we roll. We'll wrap this shit up. Thank you for tuning in to episode 11 of the
That's
Nerdcast.
The most polite you've ever been on this podcast.
Yeah. Most like, oh, fuck you.
No,
thanks
no.
for listening.
No, yeah, he's like, I fucking hate everybody, but no, please listen to us.
And give us a positive rating on iTunes.
Yeah. Give us a positive rating and sponsor us with money. Yes.
I still hate most people and everyone listening, but thank you for tuning in regardless. We'll be back. We're going to record some shit for 12. But anyway...
Fucking bird clock.
Killing my
vibe.
Oh,
wait, before
bird clock, bird clock.
Before we go, what we almost forgot, Joe,
yeah.
was how would Jax Teller feel about Jared Leto saying shit to Batman?
You look like an anorexic pussy, you fucking gold-toothed schmegma. You couldn't hold Heath Ledger's jock, you piece of shit.
Oh shit.
Thank you,
also,
Joe.
Also, your music appeals to teenage girls that like to slit their wrists. Congratulations.
You finished on a Joe end of there.
Okay, we could just edit that.
That was awesome. Thank you, sir. Oh, I almost forgot. Down. I didn't want to forget.
Write down 112, bed. Also an hour and 12 minutes, please. Okay.
Well, I can't think of a better way to end this episode. All right. Thanks again for listening, everybody.
Let it go.
All right. Okay. I go by the name of Toner. Let's wrap this shit up.
That's what she said.
Suck my balls, Jared Leto.
That was Joe Just and
Matt.
Jay.
Sound guy, Steve.
Until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace. See ya. Fantastic.
Good road, person, dude.
That's what it do. Run for it, buddy. You couldn't hold Heath Ledger's jock, you piece of shit.
That's just the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Thanks again for listening to St. Louis's own The Nerdcast Podcast. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's NYRDCAST.com. And look for us on social media. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Nerdcast. Again, that's NYRDCAST. And you can find us on Facebook by searching for Nerdcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to rate or review the podcast on iTunes. Our podcast is part of the Inside Joke, Outside Voice podcast network. Check out IJOV.net for more great podcasts.
Today's music is brought to you by Random, a.k.a. Mega Ran, and Lost Perception, with the track Avalanche, a Final Fantasy VII rep.
further to go. Do what I gotta, kid. Who want a problem with A-V-A-L-A-N-D-C-N-G-N-S-O.